Everybody, it's your girl Jay Danae, the host of Hot Tea Views. I miss y'all. I just want to start out with saying that I miss you guys, all my listeners, my audience, whether you are in Europe, my UK family, or if you're in America, my Chicago family, my Atlanta family, my Indy family, wherever you may be, I miss you guys, and I'm very appreciative of you all. For those of you who have been asking about my absence, my apologies for being absent. It has been a very interesting time. I've been both stressed out and I can't think of the other adjective. It's like I'm a bit stressed, but I'm also excited. Stressed because this is my last semester of grad school. If you have been following me, then you know that I already have a master's of art in global media management. And right now I'm studying to receive a master of divinity in pastoral counseling. Sometimes I get my words a little mixed up when I'm explaining my degrees to people because there's so many words. But yes, master of arts and master of divinity. But again, this is my last semester. I am currently in my last class. I am working on the final touches of my, I guess you could say my portfolio in a way, but in a way the portfolio is in my mind because I'm thinking through all of the things that I have to offer when I do decide to really solidify my business endeavors and all the beautiful parts that go with becoming legit. But yes, I am literally pulling together everything that I want to provide through my nonprofit and my for-profit organizations. I'm in an internship where I offer spiritual coaching. I'm also a full-time employee. So it's a lot going on right now, you guys. A lot going on. I'm trying to figure out how to navigate through it all while also being the social light that I am and trying to organize my life. So it's taking a bit of redirecting, replanting, rethinking all the things that I want to do. If you hear some noise in the background, it's my refrigerator. I'm in my kitchen. It is a beautiful Sunday day. Yes. Well, I'll say this. It's a beautiful Sunday evening. It is now 7:37 p.m. It's still bright outside. It's warm outside. So, yes, I am feeling amazing. I feel great. My mother and my sisters just left my house. They were with me for the weekend. Anytime I'm with them, I feel this recharge. I feel a recharge, if that makes sense. Or I can say I feel recharged after being with them because of the way they fill my cup. So, I'm feeling great. I'm back. I am back. I'm better. I'm ready to take on the week. And I'm ready to re-emerge as Jay Danae with all of the great content and the great messages. Speaking of great messages, today's topic is turn the wigs around. Turn the wigs around. Turn the wigs around. That title came from, of course, Dream Girls. You remember the moment where the Dreamettes were about to go on stage during a talent show and they didn't want to look normal. They didn't want to look typical. They did not want to blend in. And so Jennifer Hudson decided, you know what? Let's change it up a bit. Let's turn our wigs around. Let's look different. Let's look unique. Go on stage and kill this talent show. My friends and I, sometimes we joke around using lines from certain movies. My friend Edward, he will randomly say, turn the wigs around. He always does stuff like that, like throwing random lines out. It's always hilarious, no matter how many times he says it. But what made me think about this was the fact that I'm in a pivotal season. And anytime I think of moments where I have to pivot, where I have to change things up and adapt to my environment, where I have to be flexible, I'll say, turn the wigs around, either verbally or mentally. I don't remember what happened this last time specifically, but I was having a conversation with my mother and I blurted out, turn the wigs around. And she said, doesn't that kind of illustrate what season you're in? I was just like, wow, that's literally accurate. That's accurate. I am in a season of turn the wigs around. I am in a season of turn the wigs around, honey. When I tell you that everything that I have my hands on right now has stretched me to no end, I mean that. I currently work in a high school where things are changing up every day, all day. I come in with an agenda, but that agenda gets scrapped, thrown into a shredder, and reformed every single day. Sometimes certain things on the agenda don't get done, and I have to be okay with that. But for the last couple of months, it has been difficult to make peace with that. When I first started working there, it did take a bit of time for me to be okay with switching up my agenda every day. But I feel that I am now embracing it and still being able to push through each of my days while also accomplishing at least the big goals of the day, which is why I still have a job. On the other end, with my health and my wellness and my creativity, I feel that I am still learning how to pivot. Sometimes I get so frustrated with the day that I choose not to do anything, which is counterproductive. With all the big goals and the great goals that I have to accomplish, the things that I have in mind, shrugging my shoulders and choosing not to do anything is just not okay. So I'm now in that place where I am learning how to be flexible without losing the essence of the things that I do and the essence of who I am. Like, just because you have to be flexible, just because you have to adapt, that doesn't mean you have to lose who you are. And I feel that where I am, I've been able to beautifully and gracefully push through that. For example, there are some things that I'm trying to accomplish as far as my career path. When I first started out in my job, I really believed that I wanted to be in leadership at that job. And not to say anything bad about the job itself. You know, I love the people. I love the people and I love the impact that I've been able to leave. But as I got closer to that goal, things started to become more highlighted to me. It became more real that you have some things that have been on the back burner for so long that now is the time to pivot. And pivoting is a big and natural part of transitioning. And I know that you all know that I talk about transitioning a lot on here. Those last few transitions that I've had were transitions that I feel that I was working toward. I was aware of those things that I wanted to transition into. I knew what season I was working toward. And so when the opportunities came, I walked into the transition willingly. But this time I feel that my transition came by surprise. The pivoting came, or the need to pivot came by surprise. I had so many conversations with my mentor and with my trusted circle about how badly I wanted leadership at the job that I have. But sometimes you have to go through certain things just to realize, oh, this isn't what I want. However, the process was needed. The path, the journey was absolutely necessary. Everything that I've learned from when I first transitioned to Indianapolis to now, I needed to learn. I needed to experience, from learning how to have hard conversations, to learning how to manage people, to learning how to receive feedback, learning how to receive criticism, learning how to apply that feedback and criticism. I needed every piece of that. And even the more personal things, the more emotional things where I had to be triggered to learn that I needed therapy, to also learn how to work through triggers. I feel that low-key I'm triggered every day. And this doesn't mean that I'm a ticking time bomb or that I'm unhealed. It's just that things throughout the day affect me. And that's just what it is. As a human being, that's just what affects me. Because I'm in a healing journey, that leaves my soul, in a way, exposed. It leaves me a bit vulnerable. And so I'm triggered in a way every day, which gives me the opportunity to apply what I've been learning every single day. So I thank God for taking me through a journey to a goal that isn't necessarily what I had in mind initially, but it is something that I will still achieve. The goal is more. Stay with me. The goal is more. In that position where I am now, the job that I'm in now, when I interviewed for the job, I interviewed just for a support role. I wanted to offer support to students, even to staff members. But when I got the job, my boss revealed to me that the support role was actually a leadership track. Now, I did not ask for that. I did not ask to be on a leadership track at all. But my mentor knew and knows that I need to be in leadership in some way, shape, or form. And so she opened the door for me to be able to be on that track. Because of that track, there were certain things that were required out of me, certain things that were expected of me, certain burdens and responsibilities that were placed on me, and a level of maturity that was expected out of me. And so where I fell short, I had to learn how to work my way up to those strengths that I needed. I grew those skills. I developed those skills. Skills that are very much so transferable. Praise God. Meaning that I can take whatever I've learned here, where I am, to where I plan to go. Where I plan to go, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know where God plans to take me. I just know that it's going to be something that I've been working toward, that he feels that I am ready for, in a way. I'm equipped, more equipped than I was when I was in Chicago, but equipped nonetheless. He feels that I'm ready for my next level, that I'm ready to elevate. But I need to go through what I went through. I needed to get over the hurdles. I needed to work through the obstacles. I needed to recover. I needed to grow. I needed all of that. But the pivoting came in when I realized that while this isn't something that I want to do, it's leading me where I ultimately want to go. And so I have to be okay with the path shifting. I have to be okay with almost being uncomfortable. I have to be uncomfortable for a season. I have to be not even for a season. I have to be uncomfortable for a moment where I peacefully journey away from what I had in mind to a place where God has in mind. And that's hard. It's hard. And because I'm human, I can say that it's hard. But it's needed. And it's going to be rewarding. And it's going to benefit me in a way that I can't even imagine right now. And that's the wonderful part of being in God's will. Where, like the scripture says, his ways are not my ways and his thoughts are not my thoughts. His thoughts are higher than mine, which means that what he envisions for me is greater and bigger than what I imagine for myself. And because I am in his will, I am going to walk into what he has envisioned for me rather than sitting and hoping that I walk into what I imagine for myself. Hopefully that made sense. But again, I'm grateful for this. And my message to you is, you have to be willing to turn your wig around. You have to be willing to turn your wig around. keeping your wig in its normal place, keeping it in a normal place, keeping it in a place that's expected, the typical way, it gets you the typical results. Like the Dreamettes, they had their wig a certain way at first, and they went to a talent show that most of the groups and talent chose to go to compete. They didn't win, but they opened their arms up to the possibility of more by choosing to sing with Jimmy Early, which led them to something bigger than what they dreamed of. They thought that they were going to win this talent show and get this small award, and then boom, yay, we won. Rather, they won an even bigger opportunity and left a legacy. And so where I am, I could walk into this leadership position and be like, okay, I've been working toward this. Okay, I'm going to continue to work in education. Okay, I'm going to continue to do this and do that in this comfortable place. Or I'm going to turn my wig around and walk by faith by transitioning out of this role into something that God wanted for me. Something that I probably worked for long ago. I've been sowing seeds for this big opportunity. And it's going to lead me to something way bigger, something that'll leave a legacy, something that'll leave a mark. Not saying that education won't help me leave a mark, but I'll be able to leave a mark in a way that is more fruitful, especially in the field that I desire to leave that mark in. Education may have opened the door for me, but where God is taking me is going to walk me through that door to my next opportunity and catapult me into where I desire to go. And I'll be in agreement with God the entire way. And I'm grateful for it. So my hope is that if you are in a season where you're tired of doing the typical thing and just being normal, doing what's expected of you the whole time, even if that's your own expectations or the expectations of those around you, that when God opens the door and pushes for you to go somewhere uncomfortable and to lean more into what he wants and to be uncomfortable because of your trust in him, that you'll do it. And I'm not saying that it won't be hard or difficult. I'm not saying that you won't be frustrated and that you won't complain. I just hope that you would trust God enough to let him catapult you out of the norm into your destiny. Because your destiny isn't the norm. Your destiny isn't the norm. And your destiny is not comfortable. Just because it's your destiny and it's what you've been sowing seeds into, it doesn't mean that it's going to feel and be what you've expected. It's going to stretch you. It's going to pull on you. It's going to expand your capacity. But ultimately, it's going to be rewarding. So turn your wig around. I'm turning mine around in this season. I've been turning mine around. I've made some changes here that I didn't think I would make. I've taken a lot of risks in my career, in my creativity, in my looks, my aesthetic, my relationships, the conversations I've had. I've made a lot of changes. I've been pivoting my whole life. But this time around, I'm going to pivot without knowing exactly what I'm walking into. I just know that I'm walking into something great, and it's going to be something that I've been sowing seeds into for years. And now God wants me to trust him. And he wants me to trust him so much that I'll let him catapult me without knowing what the destination is. And I praise God for it. I praise God for it. So amen for the catapulting. Amen. 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 If you are a follower of mine, then you've been watching Seven Keys Management's Instagram. In the description of the episode, I included the three P's: perseverance, pliability, pivoting. Perseverance. How willing you are to push through the obstacles, no matter how many they are, no matter how many there are, no matter how hard things get, no matter how many obstacles fall in your path. Perseverance is how willing you are to push through every obstacle and hurdle that falls in your path. How far will you run and how much will you fight on the behalf of your destiny? Pliability. How flexible are you? How often will you adapt when something changes in your life? And pivoting. That falls in line with pliability as well, and flexibility. How strategic are you? How creative are you? If something doesn't work the way you envision, what will you do instead? Can God trust that when there are difficulties and challenges, that you will still work to reach the goal that you desire? Can he trust that you won't give up? Can he trust that you'll be creative and strategic and do something different for the goal you desire? Meditate on that. Think of that. If you've been dreaming of where you desire to go, if God took you there tomorrow and a challenge arose the next day, would you give up emotionally or mentally because it wasn't exactly what you dreamed of? I'll leave you with that. I am going to be praying for you all in this season because I have a strong feeling that God is about to require many of you to pivot. I pray that you open your heart to that. I pray that you have open minds. I pray that your perspective shifts for the season you're about to walk into. I love you all. Pray for me as I pray for you. Bye.